Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So while many people are frustrated with the lack of enthusiasm for people to go back to work, I do see both sides. And I understand some of the hesitancy. One is working from home is fantastic. Some of you get to sleep in, get to hang out with the kids, get to hang out with the pets, get to lay out, get some shopping done. So I get it. You know, those of you that aren't really stuck to your computer working, you know, here, and I don't want you sitting for 8-9 hours, but I get it that, you know, it offers a lot of advantages. But the one advantage working from home, I think, has prompted some people not to return to work is the rising crime. And I had said this early on when there were the mask mandates or the mandates where you have to show us you were vaccinated in some states. The big concern I had there is your 110-pound 16-year-olds are in no position to be in law enforcement and to take on these 250-pound people who are saying, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. And so when some people were like, well, look, there's too much craziness out there, and I don't want to argue with customers on a law that I don't even believe in. And I mean, I want to tell the customer, I don't blame you, but I told my staff, I go, look, you can believe whatever you guys want, but if at all you feel that your life is going to be in danger by somebody, you know, not liking the rule, your health and safety comes first. And it has to, because I can't expect a pregnant, you know, 5'3" female to take on a 250-pound, 6'4" man. And I don't want them to. That's not their job. They're not law enforcement. Well, since the mandates have kind of subsided, we still have crazy customers. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about this. A customer at a Subway store in Atlanta shot dead a female worker and injured another one because they didn't like that there was too much mayonnaise on the sandwich. The shooting took place at a Circle K gas station on Northside Drive at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. The two victims were both women, and they were found after police arrived on the scene. One of them was immediately rushed to the hospital for surgery, and her condition remains unknown, but the suspect is still on the run. No identities of either subject of the victim have been released. It's unclear if the shooter was a man or a woman. But the Atlanta Police Department, according to Daily Mail, Public Affairs Unit, has yet to issue a statement, but responded to a Daily Mail inquiry with a generic email saying a summary of the incident will be posted on our website momentarily. But the store owner, Willie Glenn, hinted at the suspect being a man, as he shared with local outlets, and he says, it just breaks my heart to know that somebody had the audacity to point a weapon and shoot someone for as little as too much mayonnaise on a sandwich. He decided to escalate the situation from there, and that's when all hell broke loose. The store owner said the son of the employee who had been gunned down was inside the store at the time of the shooting. So the woman's kid was there. The store owner said one of the young ladies who was killed today, her son was in the store. She had a young son that had to witness all this. Two female store employees have been on the job for only barely a month, and they were model employees. The store manager, who was on the clock at the time of the shooting, reportedly fired back at the suspect but missed him. It was really unfortunate. I mean, there's a whole lot of shooting and killing going on, and it was just ridiculous. My heart goes out to my employees. I don't know what the world is coming to, especially with our youth. They seem to be so hot-headed. So it sounds like it was a young person that did this. So we don't see the surveillance. There is surveillance footage and all that. But the average employee, I mean, think about this. They were working on a Sunday night. They were working on a Sunday night at 6:30. Not supposed to be the most dangerous time of the day. And a random person decides to kill over something as stupid as a sandwich. And so, you know, people like me have to start to really watch our tone with people. And I'm not saying it's these ladies' faults. But, you know, if somebody gives me some lip, I'm like, calm down. I mean, like, I would have patients come in. You know, I remember my staff runs up to me going, oh, my gosh, patient's here, and he's yelling. And I'm like, he's yelling? Who is it? And they told me who it was. I'm like, oh, no, 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 that's just him. He's not yelling. He just talks that way. Because some people have certain ethnicities, you know. So I'm like, Dalia, you take too long. You don't come on. I've been here like 10 minutes. I've been here, oh, no, I've been here an hour. I go, no, you haven't been here an hour. You came here 10 minutes ago. Okay, but you take too long. I go, will you sit down? I don't want to sit down because then you take longer. I'm like, I'm going to take longer if you keep arguing with me. Okay, and so, you know, I sit down. And so anyway, then he comes back. I'm like, really? Really? I had a bad day. I'm sorry. I had a bad day. And I'm like, okay, but come on, man. Now, I mean, I would have it out. I had no problem having it out with my patients. You can't do that now. Somebody could really take it the wrong way. And so I don't know what happened. If the guy said, there's too much mayonnaise on my sandwich. Well, chill. You can't. Looks like you can't do that. And so it's almost like, okay, whatever you want. But sometimes people, they just don't want to fight. I've worked with patients and stuff where they come in and they just want to be mad about something. And when I have an answer for them, you see them look for another argument. Oh, well, then I'm mad about this. It's like they just want to be mad. So I'm like, okay, well, just be mad. They're not mad at me. They're mad at the situation. You know, insurance, deductible, Obamacare, whatever. And I'm like, look, I get it. Hey, if you want to cuss, I'm fine with that. Let's blank them this. Let's blank them this. And now I have a deductible, and I have to pay you, and I have to pay him. What am I paying the insurance company for? I go, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, let them yell. Let them whatever. But, I mean, we have a gross, you know, epidemic of mental illness, and people are almost looking for a reason to fight and kill. No wonder people don't want to come back to work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making our show happen. And thank you for Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't be where we are today and have the show that we have today if we didn't have listeners. And so we really, really appreciate it. So, sadly, we keep hearing of very young people, especially men, die in their sleep. And this makes people nervous. Okay? We know older individuals might die in their sleep. 80, 90-year-olds. But young. Josh Gad, I think he was in Frozen, actor, comedian. He reveals that his 20-year-old nephew passed away in his sleep. This happened, I believe, over the weekend. On Sunday, he said, "Thank you for all your love. Our beloved nephew, Marco, passed away in his sleep at 20. His life was cut far too short and our pain far too deep. No official cause of death has been revealed." He expresses his support. Family is obviously dumbfounded. They're trying to make sense of it all. And it's sad, but he lost his nephew. there was a, let me see if I have this too, a young father in UK dies in his sleep. No health issues. 26 years old. Will Jones found in his bed. Dead. People don't know why. Fundraiser has been set up. He was only 26 years old. This happened on June 2nd. And paramedics were called. Still, the cause of his death is unknown. And it's been 3 weeks later. He was the father of one. We spoke about how over the last couple years, there has been multiple cases we're hearing. Actor Heath Freeman died in his sleep. This was November of 2021. There was a gentleman, Jacob Kleinick, last June, was only 13 years old. He died. They say it happened a few days after his second dose of Pfizer, so they were looking into that. Family said he had had a fever, fatigue, and a stomach ache prior. But, you know, there have been, even prior to the COVID vaccine, people, young people dying. But the question keeps being asked of me, what are these young people dying of? And we keep being told no cause of death. And we have a lot of priorities. And I think this needs to be one of them. And I don't see this being a priority. Okay? And I'm not saying we can ignore it if it's an older individual, an 80, 90-year-old. I mean, we need to look at all causes of death. And I get it that not all everybody does autopsies, especially when they're older. They assume it was heart disease or whatever. When you have a 20-year-old or a 13-year-old or a 26-year-old, and we keep hearing these cases, and we don't necessarily hear them in the media. It's on social media. People are coming online going, look, we lost our loved one. We lost our son. We don't know why. And there's fundraisers for the funeral and things like that. And I think that's very, very nice that people are doing that. But people come to me for, well, what was it? What kills a healthy 20-year-old? Well, my first thought, you know, as a doctor is, well, maybe they weren't healthy. You know, I mean, my father, you know, he thought he was healthy until the day he died. Well, he obviously wasn't healthy because he had cardiovascular disease, but he was 62. There's not a lot of young individuals with heart disease. Now, we spoke about Brugada syndrome. We spoke about sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. Sudden arrhythmic death is where you have an unexplained death that happens in an adult, or sudden adult death. You know how we have SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome? There's sudden adult. But SADS is also sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, where they feel maybe the heart just doesn't have normal rhythm. And the rhythm just goes off, and the body just doesn't recover. So some people think that's what happened. The boy in 20-year-old grown-ups actor Cameron Boyce died in his sleep. But he died in 2019. So this was before COVID vaccine. So we can't say it was that. They say it was a seizure. So, some people die. John Travolta's child, I think, died of a seizure, fell in the shower. So seizures happen. I mean, there are deaths that happen. It could be seizure. It could be heart disease. But the sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, or Brugada is a rare genetic disorder that causes heart arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats, and has been associated with SADS. Prior to cardiac arrest, some people might have the chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, palpitations, nightmares. You know, I worry about that synchronized swimmer that keeps fainting right before her event. And I think she was banned this year of because she almost died and her coach had to save her. So we're guessing that maybe that's what it is. It's very hard to tell. You know, I mean, when you do an autopsy, you know, to see if the heart stopped, you could see if there's arteriosclerosis, and you could see if there might have been heart injury. But in a split second, if you go into cardiac arrest, there's sometimes not a lot of signs. And so we sometimes use it as a diagnosis of exclusion if we can't find other issues, brain damage or things like that, like stroke. But I can't tell you if we've had an uptick. We've been told there's an uptick, but I can't give you the guys' exact numbers. And I know it worries people because a lot of us have 20-year-olds. I have a 22-year-old and a 19-year-old. You know, and I can't always check on them, especially if they're not home, if they're alive, when they're in bed and asleep.
I used to always check on my kids. I would, you know, and whenever they are home, I sometimes check on their breathing. I just do as a mom. Just want to make sure they're breathing, you know, because of SIDS. You know, I just still, and I'm like, you know, mom, I'm like 14. Doesn't matter. Want to make sure you're breathing. So I'll always, like, you know, if they're home, check on them and stuff like that, because if I'm up. But, you know, they're not home. I can't always, and, you know, you think, okay, well, you know, if they're doing everything right, and they'll be fine. So what keeps being brought up is, well, is it something external? Is it COVID? Is it the COVID vaccine? Is it a medication they're on? Is it a drug they're taking? Is it marijuana? You know, somebody brought up, look, everybody's bringing up COVID vaccines with these sudden deaths. What if it's marijuana? Marijuana is more popular these days. Well, marijuana could be linked to heart issues. I mean, if the marijuana is laced to something, but here's the problem with that. Again, there would be an autopsy report, or there would be something that would say, well, this is what we found in their system. The story, even though it should be that sadly we had a young person die, and our hearts go to Josh Gad's nephew, and our hearts go to the family in the UK who lost their young father. But the story that's out there is we're not getting follow-up, and the public is not being told what happened. Now, the average person deserves privacy. You know, I mean, somebody died because they had done fentanyl, you know, or something. Do we really want to plaster that all over the place? If somebody was doing drugs or overdose or whatever. But if there's no drug cause, then, you know, people are going to start to wonder. And the public has a right, because if we are having an uptick in young men dying, and most of these cases are men, well, the average person, especially the mommy, is going to want to know, do we know what it is? We're being very diligent with COVID. We're being very diligent with monkeypox. We have all these public health campaigns with everything. Where is the public health campaign for young men dying in their sleep that might not have done drugs? Is it a virus that's causing it? Is COVID affecting the heart and stopping the heart rhythm? But these cases are serious, because we're not talking about, you know, somebody getting a cold or somebody getting a virus, which is important. Monkeypox is important. We're talking about people going to bed, telling their family goodnight, and not waking up. Why? And again, the theories are going to run rampant, and I can't stop them. And people are going to do their own research and say, look, but they got a vaccine, they got a booster. I can't do anything to stop that. And I can't say it's misinformation, because nobody is giving us the reasons why this is happening. People are going to try to find a common thread. The thing is you're not epidemiologists. You know, epidemiologists would have to look at every single case and see what are the underlying consistencies or similarities. And I said, I mean, people have died before COVID vaccine and before COVID. So there is, like I said, Brugada syndrome or arrhythmia. I mean, you know, when you really think about how your heart works, it blows your mind that it works that way. I mean, it blows my mind that something just doesn't stop. I don't want to think about it because I get nervous, but you just kind of wonder, how does my heart know to keep beating? You know, I see Michael Fassbender movie and I'm like, ah, why isn't my heart just stopping, going, oh my God, he's so gorgeous. How does it know to keep beating? You know, and then what makes it decide to stop? So when you're in medicine, it's really anxiety producing, because you could see all the things that go wrong. And maybe that's what's happened, where it's such a mathematical, amazing feat for everything to go right, that for some people it just doesn't always go right. But if there's another external cause, somebody needs to share that with the public, because that's a public health threat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court won't revisit a landmark decision on the First Amendment that set a higher bar to claim libel. New York Times versus Sullivan was a 1964 ruling that established public figures needing to show actual malice to bring a libel dispute against an individual or media outlet. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissented from the court's decision to turn away the appeal. Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a six-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. USA Radio News. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Ford Motor Company won't allow customers who lease their electronic vehicles to purchase them at the end of the lease. The move covers the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup, the Mustang Mach-E, and the E-Transit van. The automaker has allowed dealers to put language into purchase agreements that prevent a buyer from selling their electric vehicle within 1 year of their purchase. The company says the move is intended to help the environment by keeping control of the battery system and allowing it to be used for other purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adam's question is, why is Disney rehiring Johnny Depp when there's another lawsuit against him? So I don't really follow a lot of entertainment news, but I'm a fan of Johnny Depp, so I think he's a fantastic actor. I thought he was fantastic as Captain Jack Sparrow. I'm very frustrated by anybody who lies and accuses somebody of something to gain attention, which is what Amber Heard was accused of based on the last trial. But I'm also a little mixed with, sadly, I think we saw too much of their marriage and too many details. And so I can see both sides. But I do have to tell you, I'm a big fan of the actor. So it's a good question. What we've heard, the latest, is Johnny Depp was 59 years old. may have reached a $301 million deal. I thought they were working on it, but somebody said today that they reached a $301 million deal to have Johnny Depp come back for the sixth Pirates movie in the franchise. He was apparently dropped back in 2018 after the release of Dead Men Tell No Tales. Johnny Depp had sued his ex-wife Amber Heard, saying she was the reason why he got dropped, because there was a Washington Post op-ed that didn't identify him, but clearly branded him as a domestic abuser. He apparently told the jury that he would not work with Disney again after executives made him feel guilty until proven innocent. But now we're being told he might return, because they might be coaxing him with $301 million. Not sure what that extra $1 million is for, but it's $301. So Depp obviously was the major lead in the first five Pirate movies. I mean, even though I thought Orlando Bloom did a fantastic job, and Kira, oh my God, what's her name, last name? What is her name? Anyway, the girl, very good. But it was Johnny Depp that just did an amazing performance. To me, an Academy Award-winning performance. He was fantastic as Captain Jack Sparrow. My only problem is I don't think the movies did well after the first. I mean, they brought in money, but I've had criticisms of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, because the first movie was very kid-friendly, and it was funny, and it was light. So it was a good family movie. But one of the movies, it started out, I don't know if it was the third, but one of the movies, they hang a kid. So a kid dies in the first scene, and it became very dark. And so I worried about, wait a second, you know, you have the Disneyland ride, you have the Captain Jack Sparrow, you have birthday parties, but the average kid, I don't think, could sit through one of these movies. So I think the Pirates movies took a very weird turn. I enjoyed them, but not like the first. The first was lighter, and it might have been a little scary, you know, but it was just so well done, the first one. So I'm not really excited about the sixth. I mean, I'd see it because I'm a Johnny Depp fan, but I, you know, yeah. But a source told Pop Topic, that the 59-year-old actor has been in talks with Disney about the $300 million deal. The insider revealed that Disney was interested in patching the relationship up with him and have reached out. They said they reached out to the actor prior to his defamation trial against Amber Heard and asked whether he'd be interested in returning for another pirate film or two. Whereas Johnny Depp said that the project was dangling. The source said another project is in the works for Disney Plus. The deal is reportedly for Johnny Depp to return to Jack Sparrow, and there's going to be a spin-off series of the life of the Captain of the Black Pearl. So they said, what I can tell you is that the studio had already penned up a draft for a film about Jack Sparrow, so they're very hopeful that Johnny will forgive them and return as his iconic character. So the question was, why are they moving forward if Johnny Depp still has a case that has to do with abuse? Well, the case has to do with him on a prior set punching another crew member. And Johnny Depp had said they made up. Then I guess he said it was in self-defense, but they had beers and everything was supposed to be good. But on July 25th, he's being taken to court because the crew member said that he punched him. Well, remember, Disney is being driven by public opinion and by, you know, wokeness and all that. And Johnny Depp getting into a fist fight with somebody won't get them canceled. Him possibly being a domestic abuser could. Now, I'm not saying that's why Disney dropped him. That's what Johnny Depp felt he got dropped because of that. And based on seeing what Disney does, because, again, they want to, you know, go with the flow and make sure they, you know, don't, you know, get the cancel mob on their butts, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what really happened, as Johnny Depp said. But if I can answer the question, my guess is if Johnny Depp is found guilty of punching somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean he's a domestic abuser. I mean, some people get into fights, but they'll never hit their spouse. Amber Heard might appeal.
because what happened is she didn't get the jury to believe her that he hit her, and the jury thought she lied. And again, it was tough to prove either way. But and so I don't even know what to think. But sadly, you know, Amber Heard got caught in some lies, so you feel, well, once a liar, always a liar. So I don't really know. Do I think Johnny Depp had it in him to hit her? No. But again, I wasn't there. So, but if he is found guilty July 25th of hitting somebody, I don't know if that's going to affect Disney, because Disney has to make sure they don't have somebody who's accused of domestic abuse. But getting into a fist fight with somebody, I mean, that happens. I mean, Alec Baldwin, didn't he get into some fist fights? So, that ends up being, I guess, less controversial. So that's what I think is going on. So, you know, there's been a lot of, back and forth on, you know, where Disney or where these companies need to go. And they're struggling, because when they pick a side, what we've seen is sometimes you can pick a side and still get yourself into a hole. Such as, you know, with women in sports. Everybody's like, we support women in sports. But then when women in sports are like, but we're not getting to progress and we're not getting to compete because we're losing qualifications to somebody who's transgender, now people are, well, are you for women's sports or are you for transgender rights? And it stinks that those two are up against each other. It's a shame it can't be harmonious, but it's not. And so if women's sports ends up being dominated by transgender women, then was women marginalized, cis women or not cis women, cis women marginalized because they can't compete with a transgender female. I'm thinking a lot of these woke causes start to find themselves kind of, you know, falling all over each other. As I told you, like with schools, you know, it's about, you know, schools and avoiding sexual harassment, and nobody should be forced to see a man's penis that doesn't want to at work. But then that all goes out the window if there's, you know, if you have, you know, somebody come up and go to the bathroom and change in a gym, and they have a penis and they identify as female, so they get to be in the women's locker room. So then what happens? I hear this from liberals all the time. They're like, we don't know where to go. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And that poses very problematic for workplaces, for, you know, schools. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Apparently, the New York Supreme Court has struck down a city law allowing non-citizens the ability to vote. So the Supreme Court has struck down this law that was approved last December, allowing any resident who was there for 30 days legally to vote. Those with green cards, DACA recipients, to vote in city elections starting in 2023. This law would have added another 800,000 non-citizens to the city's voter rolls, but it would not have allowed them to vote in state or federal elections. In January, I guess the Republican National Committee and the New York Republican Party, as well as multiple other city council members, had voted against the legislation, but I believe it was approved by Mayor Bill de Blasio and I believe the current mayor. Justice Ralph Porzio of Staten Island ruled Monday that the law violated the state constitution, which requires voters to be citizens. But the case could continue on to the Court of Appeals. The justice ruled that the law had violated New York State election law and the municipal home rule. He said that to give non-citizens the right to vote, there must be a referendum. So I guess that means people have to vote. More than a dozen communities across the U.S. already allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, including 11 towns in Maryland, 2 in Vermont, but New York would have been the first major city to do so. Some states, including Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, and Florida, have adopted rules that would preempt any attempts to pass laws like the one in New York City. So according to GOP City Council member Joseph Borelli, he said, today's decision validates those of us who can read the plain English words of our state constitution and state statutes. Non-citizen voting in New York is illegal, and shame on those who thought they could skirt the law for political gain. Opposition to this measure was bipartisan and cut across countless neighborhood and ethnic lines, yet progressives chose to ignore both their constitution and public sentiment in order to suit their aims. He writes, I commend the court in recognizing reality and reminding New York's professional protester class that the rule of law matters. So what had happened is when the city council passed the bill, it went to former Mayor Bill de Blasio. He neither signed nor vetoed it before he left office. And then when Major Eric Adams came in, he didn't sign it, but he didn't veto it either. So then the bill got adopted. Because if it's not signed or vetoed, I guess within 30 days it gets to become law. So, you know, I told you guys, I'm kind of torn. Because, you know, I see what's happening in terms of people coming into the country illegally or legally, but most of them illegally. And then they get sent to areas, flown to areas, and then they could vote. And it just starts to look very, you know, shifty and not very on the up and up. On the flip side, I'm the daughter of an immigrant who came here, learned the language, became a citizen, and then was able to vote. And he didn't vote and didn't want to vote until he could read English and learn it, because at the time he didn't know English, and nor his family, and they were granted a visa because my grandmother was German and had escaped the Holocaust, and in the 60s they allowed visas to German citizens who had to escape, but they weren't allowed to come to America during World War II. And so America allowed, you know, some German families to come in. And so my grandma brought my dad, well, my dad was still doing military, but brought my, her husband, my grandpa, and then my dad followed, and they all learned English. They all became citizens, and my mom remembers him studying because he met my mom, and she helped him with his English and helped him study and all that. Then he became a citizen, married my mom, and then had me. So I was born as a result. And so I'm very, very grateful for immigration policies that we've had, especially the legal ones, because we followed the legal process. And I get it. You know, people want to come to America. It's the best country ever. I don't judge people who want to come to America. Who could blame them? Yeah, I get it. But if you have people that come here illegally and then they get sent to areas, specific areas, so they could vote, you know, later live and vote, we need to go through a process to make them, you know, legal. I mean, if you're going to be an American and you're going to, you know, then, and, you know, you're voting, you know, for America, you as an American. So I get it. But I also get how some very small communities, if the majority of a community is of a certain group and they want to govern, you know, that city that they're in, and I get how they want to have a say, especially if they're building that community, paying taxes. But we got to follow some sort of a immigration policy or plan or a road to citizenship. So, you know, there are people that just aren't citizens and they've lived here for decades and they don't want to become a citizen. Why not? If you live here, why don't you want to become a citizen? A lot of countries offer dual citizenship. So you won't necessarily have to relinquish your other country's citizenship. Not always. So, you know, we, you know, our elections and the election integrity and all that is going to be a big, big issue. Many people are really worried about what's going to happen in the midterms. And you know, I love America. I'm an American first above any political party, above anything else. I'm American first. And so I want, you know, America to still have, be that beacon of hope, beacon of liberty, beacon of truth, beacon of justice. And so, you know, we need to ensure that we are doing things by the Constitution, you know, and if the Constitution says, you know, if you are dedicating your life to being American, then you become a citizen. But problem we have is we have more people coming than we are able to make citizens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked if all the major Supreme Court decisions have already been passed down. And no, I think we still have some big wingdingers coming up. I don't know if we're going to hear from them this next week, but this is the final week before I think the Supreme Court goes on break. So we do have a few others, and I think we're going to be hearing these Wednesday morning, according to CNN. One is the Remain in Mexico, where the justices are considering whether Biden is able to terminate a Trump-era border policy known as Remain in Mexico. Lower courts have blocked Biden from ending the policy. So the program was launched in 2019, where if you are a non-citizen who entered, and I believe that came illegally, do we keep you on our side of the border? Or do you have to stay in Mexico while we process you and try to make you a citizen? So do we detain you, release them? And so critics think the policy is inhumane, saying it exposes asylum seekers to dangerous and squalid conditions. Others say, but we can't absorb everybody coming in. And where do they go? And then who pays for them and feeds them and all that? So that's what's going to be looked at. Justices are going to decide a case considering the EPA's authority to regulate carbon emissions from existing power plants. This could affect Biden's administration's attempts to slash emissions. Scientists are sounding the alarms about global warming. And the court is looking at, I guess, a rule on the EPA's authority. There's also going to be a ruling on protections for veterans. Leroy Torres, a veteran and former employee of the Texas Department of Public Safety, told the state agency that he could no longer serve as a state trooper and sought a comparable job to accommodate his service-related disability, but was denied the job. So he filed suit under a federal law to protect reemployment rights of returning veterans. Texas said states are immune to such lawsuits, and so there's that. And then there's also lawsuits on Indian lands. So we'll keep you guys posted, but that's coming Wednesday. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.